Randall Stevens is the founder of the Lexington-based company Arc Vision, and now he's rolling out a new endeavor called Avail, software designed to make life easier, more efficient, less costly, and even safer for architects, engineers, and construction contractors. He's here to talk to us about it. Greetings, Randall.
Hi, Tom. Thanks.
So first, some background, if you would. You launched Arc Vision 25 years ago, and if you could bring us up to speed on what Arc Vision does.
Yeah, so Arc Vision started in 1991. I was a UK architecture grad, started that company right out of school. Really, it started as a services company. I was providing high-end 3D graphics capability services inside of the architecture, engineering, construction market. By the late 90s, I had morphed that company into a software company, which was good timing. So rather than doing the work, I started building the tools and selling to others that were doing similar kinds of work. So Arc Vision for the last 20 years has been in the software business. And then about 2.5 years ago, we spun out a product that we had been developing that's now Avail and into a separate company.
And so that brings us right to Avail. What is it? What does it do?
So the way I always describe what we're doing, or at least the initial thought with what we were doing with Avail, was solving what I call the loose content problem. So not only in this industry, but most people, right? If they deal with digital files on their computer all the time, you end up with data stored in different files. And the way that most people around the world still try to manage that is are inside folders. So everybody knows, everybody always sympathizes with, I can never find anything, and it becomes very difficult. So you can imagine as you get massive amounts of information stored that way, it gets very difficult to find it. So we've been trying to solve that problem with what we're doing with Avail, which is to organize and give you new ways to be able to get to this information much more efficiently.
Okay, as a matter of orientation, most of us drive or walk by a construction project, let's say city center in downtown Lexington. We have only a very vague idea at best of all the coordination that has to go on to bring a building up out of the ground. Could you give us some idea of the spinning plates, the moving parts that have to be considered and synchronized?
Yeah, they're very complex projects, right? All of these and the coordination that has to happen, right? It starts at some sort of very schematic design idea phase and then goes all the way through construction. And then even past construction, you move into what's called facilities management, or FM. So really the life cycle of a building like what we're seeing being constructed here in downtown Lexington, you know, we're at the very tip of that. That building will probably be on the ground and being managed for the next 50 to 100 years. So there's really a really long life cycle of the information and everything it takes to manage that all through that process. So the, it usually starts in an architectural practice where somebody's doing the design work for these types of things. And then ultimately those designs get translated to somebody that has to figure out how to build it, take that vision and idea and construct it. And then, when you're, doing the construction part, it gets complicated about staging of the materials and the supplies and the labor that's on site and all, it's really, really complex. I think most people would be amazed if they really saw behind the curtain of how complex all this is. So all that's being compounded by everybody wants it sooner, faster, cheaper. So there's a compression in how to get all these things done, which means all the information needs to be more, not only accurate, but at your fingertips and, fewer mistakes and move along faster. So.
Have these various disciplines that are involved in a project, such as a big building project, the architect, the construction company, the engineers, all of them, have they been operating in silos more or less? Has communication been less than what it could have been, and does this solve that, or at least
definitely very siloed. I always describe the market. It's also very what we would call fragmented. So there are literally hundreds of thousands of firms around the world that are doing this kind of work on all these projects every day, and the handoff of information, right? There's multiple companies involved in any of this, and the handoff of information has been very inefficient. So construction in general has been one of these, along with healthcare and education, or the kind of markets that are left to get the efficiency squeezed, you know, squeezed back out of them. So all the entrepreneurs, and there's a lot of money pouring into trying to attack and solve these inefficiencies. It's also, you know, in the construction industry, it's interesting because the world's population is expected to double, right, by, I think, between now and 2050. So when you start looking at the number of not only housing units, but places where people are going to work and play and all of those things, it's like we're going to more than double the number of those that are on the planet today. So over, you know, relatively short amount of period of time. So there's a lot of people that are, you know, really looking out over the next decade or two and saying, we can't sustain the way we've been doing this, you know, moving forward. We have to get better at it. We have to get more efficient. So I think what we're doing with Avail is one piece of that, right? We're one piece of that puzzle moving forward.
As these various constituents come up upon the site, I'm still thinking of a construction site as an example here, and each is coming with its own interests and needs for information. The architect may be looking for one thing, the engineer for another, the builder for yet another, the construction company. Yet this enables them to interact. In a practical sense, do they do that? Are they given some sort of password access to all the files that are available?
Yeah. So the, you know, if you think back really, you know, since the personal computer in the, you know, mid, late 80s, we began, instead of just drawing things on paper, we began doing it digitally. Then it was usually drawn in 2D and still printed out and taken to the job site, and people were flipping through, you know, paper drawings. Today, right, it's taken us this long to get to the point where this information is trying to stay digital as long as it can, because you don't, you know, the minute you print it out, the minute that it's not up to date or accurate. So all this information is trying to stay digital as long as it can. You can imagine that just with the proliferation of mobile devices, phones and iPads and tablets, that now those, you'll see those on the job sites as often as a, you know, rolling out a sheet of paper to be able to view all this information. So it's all trying to stay digital, you know, and then with the complexity of all this information, what you really want to be able to do is, whoever it is that's looking for some information, you'd rather filter everything out that's not related to what they want to see, so that they're just concentrating on what they need to see to get their job done. So that's kind of the promise of BIM and trying to keep all this information flow across this life cycle intact.
How does this insight that's provided by Avail, which I believe is a building information model, is that correct? Is that, am I
well,
right about
the,
that?
You know, this acronym BIM, building information modeling, has become one of those buzzwords in the industry that means a lot of things to a lot of different people. But, you know, at some high level, it's really all the information that's being used and trying to be more efficient about getting these kind of our built environment, you know, not only designed, built, and but then managed. What we're doing with Avail is for the most part at the front end of that process. The firms that are the architecture firms, design firms, engineering firms that are working on designing these projects are, you know, a lot of times trying to assemble information and data into these, you know, ultimately they are building three-dimensional models as geometry to describe what they're building. And then there's a lot of data that goes along with it. So they're, you know, you can imagine it's like a big kit of parts, right? Ultimately what they want to do is say, I'm going to grab kits of parts and pieces up from over here and over there, and I want to assemble those into the next thing that we're building. So what we're doing with Avail is helping them manage a lot of that information that's sitting in these kind of libraries and kits of parts, and put their arms around that has been the first part of what we've been doing with Avail.
Are there any projects around this area that we might look at that have used this software so far, or is it too new for that?
You know, we've got some regional, especially we've got some customers that are up in Cincinnati. We have a local construction firm, Gray Construction, here that's one of our customers. And we're, you know, ultimately how people use our tool can vary. You know, ultimately we're trying to solve specific problems inside these firms, so those things can vary. The good news is, because we've been in the industry, when we started working on it, one, we were having conversations with a lot of the firms around the world that were already our customers for ArcVision software. So we were pretty sure we knew what the problem was that we were attacking. And as the product was developed and came on the market, we were able to actually get you know, some great customers that are all over the place. We've been concentrated here in North America, but we have literally the largest architecture firm in the world is one of our customers, and they're using it every day to manage and get to all this information across, you know, lots of projects. So,
does this software lead to more creativity in design, and how does it do that?
Yeah, I think the promise with anything that that makes you more efficient is you free up more of your time to be creative, as opposed to having to do some, you know, laborious, you know, looking around the network for some information that you couldn't put your hands on quickly. You would hope that it frees you up. I think we're always, though, battling that if you can do something more efficiently, we're just going to squeeze the time down that we expected it was going to take you. But I think that's the ultimate goal, is that we're trying to get, you know, the whole industry would love that the people that are the designers and the thinkers and the creative element about what they do and creative problem solving is to get the mundane stuff to be as automated as possible, so that we can free up, you know, right, the human spirit and the intellect and that part of it to be more creative and to do more creative things over time.
Does Avail have some sort of impact on the actual construction of a project where safety becomes an issue? Can it impact safety?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we're hearing from our customers on that front is what we would call QAQC, quality assurance, quality control, becomes a big issue with this information. As information is entering these projects, you'd rather make sure that you're using information that's already been through that process instead of creating things from scratch, because anytime you're creating new information, you have the possibility of introducing error. And with the complexity of these projects, you can imagine that they're, you know, very complex. If you could see what was behind the walls and in the ceilings and under the floors, you know, that all gets hidden. So as even these projects, when you see the complexity of them on the surface, there's even more behind the scenes that's going on. So I think that, you know, what we're doing is helping that reuse. So when we talk about quality assurance, making sure that things are, you know, not going to have problems on site, you know, not as much probably from safety for on-site. I'd have to really think about how what we're doing might impact that. But for sure, with quality of what's being done and reducing errors and all those kinds of things.
Check me if I'm wrong here. Avail was designed with designers and building information model teams in mind. And knowing that many companies struggle with managing their digital content, as you said in the very beginning, do you envision other applications for Avail beyond the AEC industry?
Yes, definitely. So one of the challenges of being an entrepreneur is not to get too far ahead of yourself, right? You're always imagining. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's been fun about working on this particular problem set and, you know, what's become this application called Avail is we're working on some really complex low-level problems just about how we as humans deal with information. And that's not just this industry, of course, it's across the board. So I've really enjoyed that what we're working on. I can imagine it already, you know, being applied. And anytime we show it to people that aren't in the industry, they're like, I could use that, right? Or you know, have you thought about using it for this, solving this other problem? The challenge for an entrepreneur is to stay focused, right? So mm-hmm. especially in these early stages. So we're having great success in the industry that we're in. You know, for the foreseeable future, there's plenty of work to be done even within that, what we would call vertical industry. At some point, I'm sure we'll decide if we want to splinter off and take the same technology and either do it ourselves or go find a partner that might be in one of these other industries and take the kind of core of what we're doing and apply it there. But so that's the fun thing, right? I'm 51 years old now, and I can kind of see that, like, wow, I could probably work on this the next 20 years, uh-huh. right? It's a big problem.
Okay, well, Randall, I'm going to ask you to step out of your comfort zone as an entrepreneur for a second and indulge us and give us some idea of an example of one of those things that you see coming out of this.
Oh, like other applications. So, you know, this applies within this industry, but it will apply across all industries. You know, one of the things that we're looking at now is the problem that we're really solving is the idea of where something is getting really complex. So anybody that works around computers nowadays knows that I've got files that may be sitting on my local drive, but I may also have things in Dropbox or in, quote unquote, in the cloud somewhere. Well, we're just at the very beginning of this complexity, which is things can be in all kinds of places, right? So when you think about these files, where they are, so one of the things that we talk about is location of where something is a very abstract idea for most people to even think about what that means. And then for them to keep track or to understand that is a very complex thing. So part of what we're problem that we're tackling with Avail, we think it's great timing. We've been doing stuff with files that are sitting on this network, but now there's this explosion of cloud-based this and cloud-based that, and all of that is creating a new level of complexity. So what we're doing with Avail is giving one kind of window. So it's all, you can almost think of it analogous to when you go to Google's front page and there's one search box to look for information. We're kind of doing that and helping to manage, you know, what's kind of going on behind the scenes with all this information. But, you know, there's so much information, the explosion of information across all of these different domains. It's just untenable for anybody, even the domain experts, to keep up with all of it. So these are all the next gen problems across all industries. It's going to be in education. It's going to be in healthcare. It's going to be in, you know, you can already see it in industries where accounting and law or any place where there's a lot of documents or a lot of information, there's definitely, you know, easy ways to look at what we're doing and say it could be applied there.
Sounds like you better reinforce your door because the world's going to beat a path to it pretty soon. Randall Stevens, founder of ArcVision and Avail, based in Lexington, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
This podcast is produced in the studios of Dynamics Productions, an audio recording and sound design facility in Lexington. On the web at dxaudio.com. Dynamics Productions. We listen.